That was the midwife. And then two others before her. And then my daughter, she's no longer here. She lives in Texas. Wanted to become one. So then I told her, go down to the village and talk to one of the midwives down there, because my grandma was already gone. She went down there and told her no, because there's three generations that became midwives here. So no need to, if you want to become a midwife or want to deliver babies, go ahead and go through classes and, you know, work in the hospital where you can deliver babies. Well, anyway, that's where we are now. But anyway, three generations midwives here in the village. And it was my grandma that delivered the baby for me. I didn't have a hard time. It was like nothing. I had pains, but other than that, I really didn't feel anything. I wasn't scared or anything.
Can you tell me about your family? Was that typical? Like, were you prepared for birth? And
My mother delivered all of hers here.
Did you see any of those births?
I didn't, no. I didn't.
Well,
it's something that I guess was believed that no other should be there but the midwife and probably an older other lady to be there with the one that's having their baby. So none of us were there. So we didn't see that.
It was in the home?
It was in the home.
Did you have a lot of siblings, sisters and brothers?
I have 5 brothers and 4 sisters, so 10 of us all together. And then my mom lost two, I think. I don't actually remember. Yeah, I think she lost 2. One was already born, the other one miscarried. So there would have been 12 of us.
Are you in the middle, or the youngest, or the oldest, or?
The third. I have 2 older brothers, myself, and then 2 sisters behind me, and then him and another brother. So. And then my mom remarried again after she lost her husband, her first husband. And then she had 3 others. So that's why there's 10 of us all together.
Yeah, it's a big family. Mm-hmm. Do you, so when you were pregnant, how was the pregnancy experience for you, with your first?
It went real well. I mean, I didn't, no problem. The thing is, why didn't I ever go to see the doctor or anything? I just carried it like that all through till I delivered.
And it was understood, it was just planned that you would give birth at home?
At that time, it didn't seem like anybody was going to the hospital to deliver. Everybody was doing it here, because we had 3 of them, 3 midwives. So another one was my mom's auntie, and then the other one was his grandmother from his dad's side. So those ones were the midwives. Before then, I don't know who the others were besides my great-grandmother.
How old were you when you gave birth to your first child?
21.
Young, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So was the labor of a normal length, or was it long?
Mm-hmm. It was the normal length. I don't, like I said, I didn't have problems. So it was just, like I said, how are they going to do it? You know, but they had everything ready. And so I said, well, I guess, I don't know, I guess just by already delivering other babies, they knew what to do. And even if a baby was, like, I don't know how they how they say it, but if a baby is, the legs are down below, the head up, then they can turn the baby around. Right. All these things, and I said, who taught them to do that? Or they never went to school for anything.
So they were taught by different judges.
Knowledge passed down.
Yes.
So were there any, are there, I'm assuming, because, you know, we've talked to many women in Native American culture, and there were some traditions that they had from different tribal affiliations have different set of, you know, traditions that they do. Did you have anything like that, or was it just, you know, absent of those things?
It was just like, well, there was nothing done for me. It was just, I was pregnant, and when the time came, I told my mom, I said, I think it's time for me to deliver. And she said, all right, I'll go get grandma, the midwife, I'll go get grandma, and she'll prepare.
Now we'll pause for a second. Let's pause.
And that was it.
That little man, little doggy does not want to be outside, does it?
It's cold for that little dog.
Yeah. Probably. So after your first birth, did you, you know, were you excited to get pregnant again, or what was the length of time between the two?
No, I was kind of scared because I didn't want to just stay home and babysit and then not have any money, so I needed to go to work. So in between time, that was my main thing. How am I going to raise this child if I don't have a job? You know, so at that time, I was still living with my mom.
Was there a father involved of the of
my
the baby?
Stepfather.
No, of the baby.
Oh, no. I don't want nobody that will abuse me. And he was very abusive. So after the baby was born, then he started coming around, and so my stepfather said, no, get out of her life, don't even come back, and that was that, and I never bothered to charge him for anything, I had to go to work.
Did you grow up on this reservation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have family here, besides, you know, your...
Yes. My mom's gone, but I have some of my sister's brothers here.
That's
so
great.
In fact, one lives Catty Corner from here, and then these two brothers live next door to each other's. And then my son lives across from here, another son. And my sister, the sister lives in the village.
Do you... is having children a community effort? Do you help with each other's babies and take care of each other's kids?
Yes, we do.
That's nice when you have family that you know, for many generations in the same area.
That's one thing my mom always told us, to not let each other go. Yeah, she said, always stay together, no matter what. Stay together. So... we're trying to practice that as much as we can, but sometimes it doesn't happen. I mean, there's arguments and misunderstandings, but everybody comes back.
When do you think women stopped using midwives and having birth in their home in this area?
I'm not sure, but his grandma was the last one that was left here. So I don't know. I'm not sure when she passed, but she was getting so old that she said that it's best you go see the doctor instead of her delivering. Because we used to go down there and visit her often when he was born. And that's what she was saying. You need to. I think it's more safer now than to deliver at home.
So your children had babies in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there?
No. See, our belief is nobody's supposed to be there. they deliver by themselves with midwives, or just the thing we had here, and only another elder or grown up somebody will be there with them, or maybe the oldest sister. But I was never there when my mom delivered. So,
how do you prepare young women for that experience? Did you talk to, you know, pregnant daughters, or about that?
When I was pregnant, my mom didn't talk to me about anything, so I was kind of like lost. What happens when I'm ready to deliver? But and then it was time for me to deliver, and it just happened. I mean, like, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what to do and so on, and it's not in the hospital. But my grandma was there, so she was more or less like coaching me on, or, you know, this is what you do, this is what you expect, and this is what I'm going to do, and so on. And
when you were in labor?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give birth in the bedroom or in the living room, or do you remember?
We had a middle sitting room, and that's where I delivered. So nobody was there except her, me, and my mom. So it's kind of like, why only us?
How did you know when you were ready to deliver? I mean, not if your mother wasn't talking to you about anything. How were you?
It was because of pains. And I said, I am ready to deliver. I was pushing down, and I let it go for a few minutes, and then I finally told my mom, because she was going to work then. And then about 6 o'clock, then I told her, I said, Mom, I think I'm ready to deliver. And she was still going to go to work. But my stepfather said, well, she's ready to deliver. You can't go to work. You know.
Did they see how far dilated you were, or could they just tell by how fast the contraction?
Oh, they make you, they do check you. They do check you. But it's not like you lay down on the bed to deliver. You have to kneel. At that time, that's what they did. They made me kneel, and that's how I delivered. But she was sitting up front with me. So.
All three babies were delivered
mm-hmm,
like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you remember what preparations you did? Did you put out a sheet or towels or...
Sheets, clean sheets. They do carry clean sheets and stuff like that. And they were boiling water, heating up more water, and I don't know what else they were doing. But
do you remember? So I assume you didn't know the sex of the baby, boy or girl.
No.
So was your first baby a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. In fact, he just took us down to shop today. He's the one that takes me back and forth for my appointments. So I said, well, maybe it's good to have a son, older son, because my daughter works.
Yeah, we have found that, you know, when we visit around, most of the women mm-hmm. are working, and mm-hmm. it seems to be a culture of women who work very hard.
Yeah. Very, it's like there's more women working than men, I think. Yeah. But anyway, that's the way I delivered my babies, three of them. And then the fourth one, then it was Halloween, so I told my mom, I can't deliver here. I got to go down and deliver in Albuquerque at the hospital. And so they took me down there, which I didn't, since I wasn't visiting doctors, and I went down there, and he was born Halloween Day. That's the one that lives across from here.
Do you remember if they gave you medication for pain?
None at all. They've been here.
And you had someone in the hospital room with you?
Yes. Well, nobody from here, but the nurses were there. There was nobody that went with me. And it was my sister-in-law that drove me in, and then she dropped me off, and then after that, I don't know, I guess she left.
Do you remember the difference between the both types of birth, if one was easier than the other one? The hospital versus home.
Hospital is easier than here, I think. But a lot of ladies that deliver it here say it's easier here than hospital. So I don't know. I didn't see no difference or feel no difference.
Interesting. Thank you for talking with us. Did you want to ask any other questions?
No, I was going to ask about if you remember a difference between the hospital and the home.
Excuse me. Oh,
yeah. That's surprising that it was easier in the hospital, because we've heard that when women are in their own home and they can be in any position or walk around and all of that stuff, that it can be easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for you who had totally unmedicated either way. Like, mm-hmm. some women say it's easier in the hospital because of all of the technology and all of that, mm-hmm. but you mm-hmm. didn't have any of that.
If you were to have difficulties delivering, I'm sure the doctors will do something, the nurses will do something for you. But here, they're going to have to call the ambulance to take mm-hmm. you down. And you know, so I say hospital is better. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the procedure after you first told your first birth and you told your mom, I think I'm ready to deliver? How much time was it before the midwife showed up and started doing the preparations?
Or here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as I told my mom, then she went out to get my grandma.
Yeah.
And my grandma was already there all during the time. And I was asking her, how long is it going to take? And she said, well, I'm going to have to check, see how much you have dilated, and, you know, and that's what she was doing.
So was your grandmother's mother also a midwife?
That's what the other grandmother was saying. There, she said three generations. So that means somebody already, I don't know, but... And then my grandmother's mother, I guess, is the one in here. So that's why when my daughter went down there to ask them, they told her, no, if you want to do that, if that's what you want to be, you know, go ahead and go back to school and deliver in the hospital. So after she was gone, after the last midwife was gone, then that was it. Or maybe even before. Then the young girls were going to the hospital to deliver. Yeah.
You don't do that.
Is there any advice you would give a new mom who's pregnant?
You just eat those. Thank you.
I would tell. Well, right now there's somebody always in the clinic that's willing to talk to them. But I would say, go to the hospital. It's so many drugs here in the village that I'm sure they're doing drugs and they're drinking. And I mean, if you see a young pregnant woman or girl walking down the street, and then you say, oh, she's still drinking and she's pregnant. And see, this is the reason why I say it's best hospital. Because you don't know how she's going to deliver, or it's kind of scary.
Yeah, there could be complications.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.